Caution. Do not listen to this episode if you are using a blow dryer. It will make it hard to hear, though it can make your hair look fabulous. When you need a private eye and times are tough, you may not have the resources to afford Barton Drake, C. Auguste Dupin, Brad Runyon, or Mike Hammer. So who can you turn to except...
T-Bone Stone, the discount detective.
Yes, T-Bone Stone gives you more value for your covert detection dollar. Today's exciting episode is called The Case of the Race Car Palindrome and stars Jake Vandenbroek as T-Bone Stone, the discount detective. We open this episode with T-Bone sitting in his office.
I haven't had a case in a week or so. I'm bored to tears. Erna has reorganized the office files a couple of times already.
Hey, boss. There's a Bob Brenner on the phone for you.
Thanks, Verna.
I'm sure he will hire you, T-Bone.
This is T-Bone Stone. What can I do for you today?
Mr. Stone, you don't know me, but I need your help.
That's what I'm here for, Mr. Renner. Oh, and please call me T-Bone. Why don't you come by the office and tell me about it?
Well, that would be a problem. You see, I've been shot, and I'm in bed recuperating. And please, call me Bob.
I hope the police know you've been shot.
A detective from the police, I believe his name was Crenshaw, interviewed me at the hospital. But T-Bone, I need your help. Can you come to my apartment?
Of course. What's the address? I'll come right over.
I'm at 612 Fairmont Avenue, apartment 201.
612 Fairmont Avenue, apartment 201. Got it.
I am stuck in bed. If my wife has to go out, I'll have her leave the door unlocked. If there is no answer when you knock, please come in.
I'll be there in 10 or 15 minutes.
Thanks, T-Bone. See you soon.
My mind was in gear now. The case! I grabbed my fedora. The new one, with the contrasting hatband that Verna helped me pick out. And my official detective trench coat. Then I walked into the front office.
You got a case, boss?
You betcha. I need a standard contract.
Knew it. Here you go, boss.
I'm going to 612 Fairmont Avenue, apartment 201, to see Bob Renner.
Okay, T-Bone, be careful. I'll see you later.
I was a little surprised that Billy Biggs wasn't waiting by my car. But then that's probably because I haven't talked to the client yet. I pulled up to 612 Fairmont Avenue and parked in front of the typical-looking apartment building. I climbed the south end stairs and found the door with 201 on it just to the right of the stairwell. I knocked on the door.
You must be T-Bone Stone. According to the script, we have to go to a break. Why don't you step inside and we'll wait for the music to fade?
T-Bone Stone, the Discount Detective, is a very amateur broadcast theater production written by Donald Spicer and directed by Doug Schaefer. As we return to the next act of The Case of the Race Car Palindrome, T-Bone has been shown into Bob Renner's apartment by his wife, Hannah.
T-Bone Stone, I presume?
That is correct. Please, call me T-Bone.
I'm Hannah, Bob's wife. Come right in, T-Bone. As you see, we have a hospital bed in the living room for Bob aimed at the TV set. He's too weak to get out of bed, and he really likes to watch TV.
TV? What's that?
It's like radio, but with moving pictures. Don't you own a television set?
Oh, one of those. They won't last. I'm waiting for when they add smell. By the way, Hannah, why are we talking so softly?
I think Bob's napping. Let me wake him.
She walked up to her husband and gently stroked his forehead.
Bob, honey, you have company.
Sorry I can't stand to greet you, T-Bone. Please, have a seat.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask a few questions. Where were you shot, Bob?
I was shot just below the shoulder. Here.
He pointed at the left side of his chest.
It's what police call a through and through. Lucky for me, it missed anything important.
The doctor said he was lucky. I wasn't home, but the next-door neighbor, Mrs. Phillips, heard the commotion. Woman's fearless. She called the police and kept pressure on the wound until the ambulance got here.
Do you have any idea who shot you?
Like I told the detective, I have no idea. But T-Bone, after I got home, an old acquaintance of mine, a guy named George Venegas, called and told me he knows who shot me.
And did he give you a name?
No, he wouldn't tell me. He wants cash. George has always been a questionable character.
Do you want me to find him and get the name? I have ways, you know.
George said he wanted $300. We scraped up the money and I went to pay him, but he never showed up.
Where was the exchange supposed to be made?
Over at the Hyperion Coffee Shop on Lake Drive. I waited for an hour. He never showed.
I want you to find out who shot me. I've heard that kid Billy of yours is a whiz at getting information the police can't. And I'm curious as to what happened to George Venegas. I don't see that guy walking away from $300 if he can help it.
All right, I'll take the case.
Thanks, T-Bone. Is $50 enough to get you started?
That will be plenty. I charge $25 a day plus expenses.
He signed the contract and I left. The writer had fallen into a rut with her characters, and I was tempted to suspect Bob Renner was guilty. But what could an incapacitated shooting victim get up to? I dismissed the thought. Not to anyone's surprise, Billy Biggs was waiting by my car when I got downstairs.
My Billy senses told me you were on a case. So, what you need me to find out, T-Bone?
I gave him a quick rundown of the case.
So you need me to get the word on the street about the shooting and find out where you can locate this George Venegas guy?
On the nickel, Billy. I thought you would have already perceived what I needed and have the information for me.
Sorry, T-Bone. I was having a banana split with Shirley McMillan, and I got lost in the limpid pools of her blue eyes.
I thought Shirley McMillan had green eyes, Billy.
It depends on what color dress she's wearing. Gotta go, T-Bone.
I was positive Shirley McMillan had green eyes. You pay attention to details like that when you're a detective. I guess Billy still needs my guidance. Traffic was clear all the way to the police station. I walked into Crenshaw's office to find him apparently deep in thought. It was a little disconcerting.
Well, if it isn't T-Bone Stone, the discount detective, why are you darkening my office today?
I'm interested in the investigation into the shooting of Bob Renner.
What's it to you? Are you taking up newspaper reporting?
No. Like you said, I'm T-Bone Stone, the discount detective.
Don't tell me. You're looking into the shooting of Bob Renner?
Okay, I won't tell you. I'm just Nosy Parker curious about how that case is progressing. What you got, detective?
Why should I share anything with you, Stone?
Bob Renner hired me to find the felon who shot him. Figure you want to know what I find out. So share and share alike?
Crenshaw told me what Bob Renner had told him at the hospital.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he told me. Any ideas?
We're still looking into it. You do have Billy on the snoop, don't you?
Of course, but I haven't heard anything back yet.
I'll let you know if any of our leads pan out, as long as you keep me up to speed with your investigation.
I'd expect nothing less from you, detective.
Have I ever held anything back from you, T-Bone?
What about the time you...
Do you even know the meaning of the word rhetorical?
Shall I get my dictionary out?
Get out of here.
I'll go talk to Billy. He should be waiting outside by now.
Yeah. I wish I could be a fly on his shoulder when he gathers information. Wouldn't that be enlightening?
Good luck with that, detective.
When I got to my car, Billy was waiting for me. He jumped in the passenger seat and we headed out.
What you got for me, Billy?
Not much, boss. The word on the street is the shooting could have something to do with the attempted burglary at Colette's Bijouterie a couple of weeks ago. But there's nothing definite.
Colette's what?
Colette's Bijouterie.
What on earth is a bijouterie?
Bijouterie is a fancy French word for jewelry. The place is around the corner from the Crossroads City Lapidary Exchange.
How much did the burglars get away with?
The operative word was attempted burglary. The police had apparently been tipped off and were waiting for the thieves. There was a shootout, and one of the guys got away. The other guy, Rich the Peeper Murgatroyd, was shot and killed in the fracas. They're not sure if he was shot by the police or his partner in crime.
What did you learn about George Venegas?
According to my sources, he's laying low.
You know where he's hiding?
Of course, he's at Chuck's truck stop at the edge of town. Here, I got a picture of George.
What? Are you a photographer now?
No, I just have really good sources.
He handed me a picture of a mousy-looking guy with round, wire-framed glasses and a scar on his chin.
Do you have anything else, Billy?
No, that's about it. Why don't you have me throw us to a break while you go over to Chuck's truck stop? You do know where the place is, don't you?
Of course. Good job, Billy.
T-Bone Stone, the Discount Detective, is a very amateur broadcast theater production starring Jake Vandenbroek as T-Bone Stone and Kirk Spicer as Billy Biggs. As we return to the next act of the case of the race car palindrome, T-Bone is at Chuck's truck stop.
Chuck's truck stop is just off the main highway at the edge of town. The place makes Java Jake's seem like a four-star restaurant, but it's a popular place that's open 24 hours. It has a large parking lot and a gas station. I looked at George's picture again, then went inside. I scanned the place and noticed George sitting in the booth at the far corner. As I approached his booth, he stood as if to leave.
Are you George Venegas?
Who wants to know?
I pushed him back down into the booth.
Me.
You're not a cop, are you?
Do I look like a cop?
You got a nice hat there. Is it cop issue?
Do you like it? I just got it. I especially like the contrasting hat band.
Very stylish. It goes perfect with trench coat.
Yeah, my secretary has great fashion sense. She helped me pick it out.
Shall we get back to the exposition? Funny how you still haven't said you're not a cop. You sure look like one to me.
No, I am not a cop. I'm a private detective.
You mean a gumshoe? Peeper? Dick? Seamus?
You can cut the synonyms. My name is T-Bone Stone. I'm the Discount Detective. You can call me T-Bone.
T-Bone, huh? Sounds like a hunk of beef you'd order from some schmancy restaurant.
Yes, I'm sure you can. Though I prefer a bistro. They're smaller and more intimate, you know?
You know, T-Bone, if the program manager was here, he'd probably be screaming bloody murder at us.
Yeah, sure is a nice change of pace. But I guess we'd better get back to the exposition.
So what you want, sleuth?
Sleuth. That's a new one.
Thanks. I'm thinking of writing a thesaurus.
What do you know about the Bob Renner shooting? He says that you have information about the shooter.
If you got maybe an envelope from Bob, I'd be willing to share information.
I don't have your bribe.
But what do you got? I might share info for half a C-note.
I got half a C-note. I'm sure if I gave it to you, Bob would consider that part of expenses.
I know who shot Bob Renner. It was Wade Long.
Wade Long. I've heard of him. He's a low-class hood. He just got out of the state pen.
Yeah, that's the goon. He thought that I told the coppers about the burglary he was planning.
You mean at Colette's Bijouterie?
Yeah, whatever it's called. But I was able to convince him that I didn't rat him out.
So Wade Long told you he was planning a burglary?
Yeah. He wanted my help, but I was gonna be out of town. After it all went bust and the peeper got shot, Long came after me for payback. I told him I was out of town and had witnesses, and convinced him I didn't rat him out. He believed me that I didn't sing to the cops, but he figured it must have been me who told someone about the plan. I told him I had asked Bob Renner if he was up for one more job.
Why would you ask Bob Renner?
Bob had told me he wanted to leave the criminal life and go straight, but I didn't believe him. There's just something criminal about the guy.
Oh. You mean like burglary? Or taking a bribe? Or ratting out a friend and getting him shot?
You know, I just remembered. I asked Otto the Snitch if he was available for a burglary after Bob said no.
As opposed to Otto, the auto repair guy? Jeepers! You think maybe it was the Snitch that went to the cops?
I didn't know Wade was gonna shoot anybody. He must have figured it was Bob Renner that ratted him out. Wade never shot anyone before. I've been hiding out in case he decides I'm a rat.
Sitting in this pit stop isn't any kind of hiding, you know, George. Go home. And don't worry about Wade Long. I'll get the cops onto him. Besides, if he's going after anybody, it's probably gonna be Bob Renner once he hears he isn't dead.
Are you sure, T-Bone?
I'd bet your life on it. I'd bet my life on it.
Very reassuring.
Get going.
What about the half a C-note, T-Bone?
You obviously don't know the meaning of the word if. It's a stipulation? Condition? Proviso? Qualification?
What?
You didn't think I was gonna give you $50 for that tidbit of information, did ya? I don't pay dirtbags for info.
Just add paid informant to my list of crimes, Gumshoe. Is the info worth it, Jackson?
Get out of here before I call Detective Crenshaw from the payphone over there.
I'm going.
He left quickly and I got in my car and drove back to the office. I walked into the front office to find Hannah Renner sitting opposite Verna. When I heard the words cute and boutique, my brain switched to the off position. I don't know how long I was standing there, but my brain switched back on when Verna touched my arm.
Are you all right, T-Bone? You walked in the office and suddenly froze in place with a blank look on your face. I thought you were catatonic.
How long was I out? All I remember is, ugh, it was horrible. I thought I was in some alternate universe.
Calm down, T-Bone. You're among friends. Nothing to panic about here. Why don't you sit on the divan and relax? Hannah Renner and I were just talking about, maybe I shouldn't mention it. I don't want you to have a relapse.
I feel better now, Verna. I'll go sit down at my desk. Send Mrs. Renner in.
Okay, T-Bone. I'll bring you some water. Or do you prefer a splash of hooch?
No hooch, Verna. I'm on a case. I want to keep my wits about me.
I went into my office. A moment later, Verna came in with a glass of water.
T-Bone, I'll throw it to a break and you can take a rest and sip some water. I'll send Hannah in after the break.
Good plan, Verna. The program manager would be proud.
We return to the case of the race car palindrome and the next act of T-Bone Stone, the Discount Detective. As our exciting episode continues, T-Bone is in his office.
I'll bring you some water or a splash of hooch if you prefer.
No hooch, Verna. I'm on a case. Gotta stay sharp.
Boy, that was close. That was one of the most harrowing experiences I've ever had. I don't even know what those two women were talking about, but my brain seemed to do a backflip in my skull, then everything went black. I started to go toward the light when Verna pulled me back to the land of the living.
Boss, are you okay? You've been narrating an awfully long time.
Yes, Verna. Please send Mrs. Renner in.
If you're ready, boss.
Hannah Renner walked in and sat in front of my desk.
Did you find anything out, T-Bone?
I spoke to George Venegas and got him to spill the beans about the shooter.
Who was the shooter?
According to George, it was a foul-tempered criminal named Wade Long. But I gotta be sure about that before I call Crenshaw.
I've never heard of the guy, but Bob may have. I'm worried about my husband, T-Bone. What if that man finds out Bob isn't dead?
Did you leave your husband alone in your apartment?
Yes, but he has a gun. I got it out of the safe, and he put it under his pillow. I'm still concerned about him, T-Bone. I'll feel a lot better once Wade Long is arrested.
Let me get Verna on the intercom. Verna, call Detective Crenshaw and tell him Wade Long shot Bob Renner.
Right away, boss.
What if Long goes after Bob and takes him by surprise? Bob is so weak. He wouldn't be able to fight him off.
Do you want me to call Crenshaw back and have him place an officer at your apartment?
Just then, the phone rang.
I'll get it, Verna. T-Bone Stone speaking.
This is Bob Renner.
What you want, Bob?
George Venegas just called and says he knows where Wade Long is. He still wants to trade info for cash.
I'll take him the cash. You know where he lives?
He's not at home. He's at Flo's Flop House over by Otto's Auto Shop in number 2, and he wants $300.
I'll get it from Verna. You can pay me back.
Okay, T-Bone.
Gotta go see George Venegas. He says he knows where Wade Long is. Anna, you'd better go home.
I'm going with you.
What about your husband?
I decided he's fine. He has a gun, remember?
That's what I'm worried about. Let's take the side exit.
We got in the car and raced to Flo's Flop House by Otto's Auto Shop. When we got to number 2, we found the door partially open. I looked in and didn't see anyone.
Hannah, wait here while I check it out.
Sure thing, T-Bone.
I quietly entered the room and looked both ways. Not a minute later, Hannah came into the room. What is it with women and following instructions? Fortunately, the room was empty.
Hannah, I'm going to search the rest of this place out, and I want you to sit on the sofa there. Do you understand me? Repeat what I said.
I got you, T-Bone. I'll stay in this room. It just felt weird waiting outside. I didn't want to get arrested for loitering.
I get that. Just please wait here.
I will.
I went into the bedroom and found George dead from a gunshot, lying across the bed. Anna hadn't followed me. I went back to the front room to call Crenshaw.
You do not want to go in the bedroom. Sit tight. I gotta call the police.
This is Detective Crenshaw.
It's T-Bone. There's a body in room 2 at Flo's Flophouse that I did not shoot. I'm rushing off to Bob Renner's unless you tell me you have Wade Long in custody.
No, I don't have Wade Long in custody. I was...
Okay, gotta go. Bye.
I grabbed Hannah and we rushed back to her apartment. We walked through the door to find a guy pointing a gun at Bob Renner. I drew my gun and spoke to him calmly.
Wade Long, I presume? Why don't you put down the gun and we can talk this out? Shooting Bob isn't going to solve anything.
I just came here to force Bob to admit he is the rat that called the cops on me.
I never told the police about anything. Snitches get stitches. You think I don't know that?
Actually, he's telling the truth. The guy you're looking for is a snitch. He goes by the name of Otto.
Where did you hear that?
George Venegas told me about Otto before you killed him.
I did not kill George.
Well, somebody did. Someone who knew he was over at Flo's Flophouse.
What reason would I have to kill George? Bob, on the other hand, had a reason. Revenge for getting him shot.
I couldn't have shot George. I can't get out of bed. You shot me.
It is a flesh wound. Get over it.
I thought you were here to finish him off. Now you want him to get better?
Just who are you?
I'm T-Bone Stone, the discount detective. You can call me T-Bone. Bob hired me to find out who shot him.
A private dick? I suppose the cops will be here soon?
I'm just here to protect the guy in the bed over there. His wife is standing next to me. We'd both appreciate it if you put down the gun.
I could tell by the look in his eye that he was starting to panic. He looked back and forth at Bob and me, then swung the gun toward me and took a shot.
We now return for the exciting denouement of T-Bone Stone, the discount detective, in the case of the race car palindrome. A villainous guttersnipe has taken a shot at our hero.
Nice one, Mr. Announcer. Are you taking the absence of our program manager to do a little improvising? Sweet!
Thanks, T-Bone. Thought I'd give it a shot.
You have talent, but we'd better get back to the script.
As we return to our exciting episode, the sound of gunfire has left us waiting with bated breath.
A shot rang out, and Hannah screamed. The shot missed me and took out the lamp that was lighting the room. Hannah hit the switch for the overhead light that was by the door, and we could see Wade escape out the open window. I ran over and looked out. Wade took another wild shot over his shoulder. He missed again.
Hannah, turn off the light. Go to the neighbors and call Crenshaw over at Flo's Flophouse and tell him what happened.
What about Bob?
He'll be okay. There's a gun under his pillow. I'm going after Wade. He shouldn't come back. He thinks the police are coming.
Okay.
I jumped through the window and went after Wade, who had obviously tripped on the fire escape. He was hobbling along pitifully.
Stop, Long. He'll never get away.
You are not going to frame me for George's murder. I have never killed anyone.
As I chased him into the alley, he turned to look over his shoulder, as escaping miscreants often do, and... He ran into some trash cans and crashed onto the overflowing trash. His gun skidded away further down the alley. I stepped up and pointed my revolver at him.
Did you have a nice trip, Wade?
Oh, shut up.
I pocketed his gun and led him back to Renner's apartment. We were almost to the door when Hannah poked her head out of the next door neighbor's.
Is it safe to go back?
Yes. As you can see, I caught Wade. Did you stay put like a good girl?
Yes, T-Bone.
Did you call Crenshaw?
Yes, he said he'd be over soon.
We walked into the Renner apartment and saw Bob sitting up in bed holding a gun. When he saw us, he put the gun back under his pillow.
Oh, good, you apprehended him. Are the police on the way?
Yes, honey. I caught them.
You're going down, Wade. You shot George and came here to finish me off.
Like I said before, I just wanted to get you to talk. You are not pinning George's murder on me. You are the one with the motive.
You need more than a motive for a murder conviction. What about means and opportunity?
You are not going to give me that excuse about being incapacitated, are you?
Both of you just shut up! When Crenshaw gets here, we'll figure this whole thing out.
I was close to gagging them both when Crenshaw arrived with a couple of patrolmen. He looked around the room and asked,
"What is this, a Grumpy Gus convention?"
Grumpy Gus?
What, you don't read the comic section of the Crossroads City Tribune Herald News Press Times?
No, I give it to Verna.
Never mind. What you got, T-Bone? Should I just arrest everybody?
Not everybody. Arrest Bob Renner for the murder of George Venegas and—
What are you talking about? I didn't—
Shut your yap and let the detective finish what he was saying.
As I was saying, arrest Bob Renner for the murder of George Venegas and Wade Long for the attempted murder of Bob Renner and the Colette's bijouterie burglary fiasco. You may even be able to pin him with the death of Rich the Peeper Murgatroyd, though Wade is very good at insisting he never killed anybody. Okay, I'm ready for my standing ovation now. Thanks, Crenshaw. Don't stand up, Bob.
I know. What? You know I'm too weak to walk.
I've seen no proof of that. I noticed when we returned to the apartment with Wade, the lights in this room were back on. Hannah told me she stayed put, so who turned the lights on, Bob? You must have been able to walk to get to the switch.
I didn't get—
Yes, you did. When I told you that George Venegas was dead, you're the one who said he was shot. I never said he was shot. Wade never said he was shot. So how could you know, unless you shot him?
One of Crenshaw's officers pulled Bob out from under the covers. When he appeared, he pointed the gun that had been under the pillow at us. Everyone froze in place.
All right, all of you, drop your rods before I start plugging people.
Everyone stayed glued to their spot, except Hannah. She took a few steps toward her husband and spoke reassuringly.
But honey, you wouldn't shoot me. I have always stood beside you.
She was standing beside him by the time she finished talking.
Give me the gun, honey, and I'll put it back in the safe.
To everyone's utter surprise, Bob gave her the gun. She held it by the tip of the handle and handed it to the nearest patrolman.
You're right, T-Bone. I shot George, and I'd do it again. Stupid, greedy little weasel got me shot. And he gave you up, Wade, before I shot him. I was ready for you, Wade, with the gun under the covers. I would have shot you for putting a bullet hole in my favorite jacket. Guess I'm struggling a little with that going straight idea I had.
I'm happy you tried, honey. I'll visit you in prison. Maybe the penal system will help rehabilitate you.
You keep thinking that, lady. I've seen it time and time again.
Didn't your mother teach you it ain't polite to lie to a lady?
Can it, Stone. Officers, escort these gentlemen to the squad cars.
As Crenshaw's men arrested Bob, Wade leaned in close and whispered,
"You know, T-Bone, I reached in and turned on the light when we came in the room."
"I don't think so, Wade."
"Yes, Hannah went in first, and you had a gun on me, so I went in before you."
"Officer, arrest this man already."
"Don't worry about the light thing, T-Bone. We got a confession. By the way, is the George Venegas in the episode the same guy that is the art director for this podcast?"
"No, detective. The art director spells George with a J. The character in this episode spells George with a G. Don't you read the scripts?"
You've been listening to T-Bone Stone, the Discount Detective, a very amateur broadcast theater production starring Jake Vandenbroek as T-Bone Stone and Kirk Spicer as Billy Biggs. Also starring Gloriana Spicer as Verna Gibson and Rick Ice as Detective Crenshaw. Additional cast members are Ernie Wilson as Bob Renner, Paula Morris as Hannah Renner, Emmanuel Martinez as George Venegas, Kirk Spicer as Wade Long, and Robert Comfort as the program manager. The Case of the Race Car Palindrome was written by Donald Spicer and directed by Doug Shaver. Be sure to catch our next episode when T-Bone Stone says,
"A kayak rotator, a bird rib, and a dog, a panic, and a pagoda spell Evade Me Dave in the case of the unusual side effect.
The art director is George, Mr. Grumpy Venegas, and music is by Fezlian Studios. This is the announcer speaking.
Red roses run no risk, sir. On nurse's order.